Isn't that among the sweetest words you'll ever hear in the Bible? The word salvation. That comes with an implied end result that you've been saved. The implication of that is that there was a condition in which you needed to be saved from. As Mark and Wendy were speaking earlier, and they spoke of their recent assignments over the last several years into disaster regions of North Japan. There was no reason for people to go and give relief unless there was, first of all, a disaster and a problem for them to be recipients of relief. It brings with it, even in the work of what Christ had to do on the cross, it brings with it the preconditioned supposed position, the implied position that you are a sinner and that it was necessary for God to send His only begotten Son to die for you. That's the gospel as boiled down in as nutshell as we can get it. But we cannot forget that that's not just a loving act that God is doing. It is love. It is compassionate. It is a sweet work that He does. But He has to do it because of the wretched sin condition of our lives. You and I, the inheritors of Adam's sin. We are guilty in Adam's sin and we're guilty of our own sin. If your salvation is dependent upon another person like you to do this saving work, it is a weak and an inadequate work. It must be accomplished by holiness. It must be accomplished by righteousness. It must be accomplished by God Himself. That God would do this. That is not a weak or an inadequate salvation. That is a strong and sufficient salvation. If you're looking to the law and the keeping, the perfect keeping of a law to save you, you've gone to a weak and inadequate Savior. If you've gone to the law, you've gone to an unpleasant Savior. The law is a taskmaster that demands and requires perfect submission and perfect following of that law. And we've already broke that law. It's not like we're waiting for the day for us to break that law. Jesus puts it this way, that you're condemned already. You see, you're condemned. And that's why you need a Savior. It's not that you're one day going to be condemned. It's that you're already condemned. That's why it's so important that we send missionaries all to the ends of the earth. That's why it's important that you make sure and you secure a preaching post of the truth of Scripture. That's why it's important that you hold the preachers accountable. That's why it's important in your daily workings of life that you're faithful in the following and the loving of God's commands, not because they're going to save you, because you were condemned already and Christ saved you. That's a sweet news. Unless you are at a position in repentance to cry out to a holy God from your wretched condition, knowing that's the work of God in you to complete it, it's not you participating in completing it or finishing it. It is God doing it completely. And in that, what do? We work it out. We live and we breathe. We have our being in Jesus Christ. We have our existence. And so every breath we take in and every time we exhale, it's done in the knowledge. This is the work of God in me. This is God doing it in me. This is God causing me to want to obey Him. This isn't me welling it up and driving it in. This is a holy and a righteous God doing a sweet and a glorious work. Salvation really is a sweet word in Scripture, isn't it? He hasn't called us to do what we can't do. He's called us to do what we can do in Christ, in God. And it's Him who's at work in you to will and to work for His good pleasure.